Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now though, the latest annual impact report from Women's Aid is being launched. Around now, it highlights the unyielding impact of domestic violence nationwide. Frontline teams heard almost 47,000 disclosures of incidents of domestic violence and abuse last year, including over 5,000 disclosures of abuse against children. The organisation says the number of people contacting the charity organisation is staggeringly high. Its research also reveals that 44% of those who contacted Gardaí about an incident were left feeling the response is unhelpful. Well, Marna Carroll is Service Director with Laois Domestic Abuse Service and is on the line now. Hello, Marna.
Hi, Claire.
Good to have you with us. Are you surprised at these findings, first of all, that they're so high, that the number of contacts and disclosures is at this level?
No, I'm not. I'm not particularly surprised about the increase. I mean, we would hear locally regularly from Tuscla social workers, but also from the guards, that the rates of reports and disclosures to them is increasing month on month. So it's not particularly shocking to hear that from the Women's Aid report.
And do you think that there's a greater awareness of domestic violence and increased reporting as a result of that awareness?
I do. I think the campaigns work, the television, the radio, the social media campaigns, they all feed into a better knowledge in general of services that are available and where to go when you need support. It's awful hard to know whether there is an increase in domestic abuse or whether this is simply just down to better awareness and the reporting therefore has increased. We can't know that. My own feeling is that it's down to better awareness. I think domestic abuse in its nature has become more complicated over the years, but I don't know necessarily that it's increased in terms of its prevalence.
Mm-hmm. Now, that concerning figure, though, that statistic of 44% of women believe their contact with An Garda Síochána was unhelpful. Now, we had the Gardaí in here last week encouraging people to get in touch, saying that they had all of this new training in place and they were ready, willing and able to hear people who had a difficulty, a complaint and had been the victim of abuse.
Yeah, it's very disappointing, isn't it? I mean, 44% is a very high number for dissatisfaction with responses. I have to be honest, locally, certainly in Laois, we would not see that rate of dissatisfaction. The response from the guards locally has been really positive, particularly since the COVID period. The momentum around responding to domestic abuse in a very kind of strong, consistent way has kept up. And I've been thinking about this, and I think we can't underestimate the value of building good, strong relationships between local domestic violence services, guards and courts. I think training is absolutely crucial in achieving a more consistent response, and we certainly can't overlook that. Nonetheless, I think, domestic abuse is a personal issue. Or I beg your pardon, what I'm trying to say is domestic abuse is not a personal issue, it's a social issue. And where there's a social issue, we need to achieve social change in order to end it, or at least work towards ending it. And if we want social change, we need collaboration, we need collective effort, we need collective action. So for us to have collective action, we need to build relationships. And I think that's where women will have better outcomes. The guards' response will improve if they know that they're supported by the local domestic violence service. Sorry, I think you were going to say
What I was going to ask you was your own experience of that as service director with the Laois Domestic Abuse Service. Do you work with the guards when it comes to training?
We do. And I really think that makes all the difference. I think if you were to speak to each domestic violence service in each county, well, there's a number in Dublin and there's several in other areas as well. But if you were to talk to all of the domestic violence services across Ireland, you'd hear a different report or different feedback. It varies hugely. I mean, the variance is enormous. And when I talk to colleagues in various other parts of the Midlands and other parts of Ireland, I mean, it's unrecognisable to hear the relationships they have with their local guards compared to us. Now, it's hard, there's a lot of work and it takes years to build these relationships. But once they're built and once that's achieved, like, it really, really makes a difference. I can't exaggerate the difference it makes.
But there should be consistency at the very least, shouldn't there?
there should. There absolutely should. I mean, I'd agree with Sarah Benson when she says, you know, training is crucial in this. If we want to improve on what we've heard in this report, we absolutely need to increase training for guards. That's there's no question about that. But really, I think, you know, for example, in Laois, we go in fairly regularly to guards in probation, but also not just guards in probation, but guards who have experience at various different levels to do information sessions and very brief trainings with them. It isn't just about kind of passing on information and passing on knowledge and education. It's more than that. Like, they're more inclined to pick up the phone to us if they're a little uncertain about a particular issue or something that they've come upon. They're more likely to come to the service with a woman. So, for example, the guards, you know, very much feel that their hands are tied if a woman doesn't have a domestic violence order in place. They feel that they, you know, they don't have power to act and so on. But that's not the only thing that the guards can do in order to support a woman who comes and makes a disclosure. Many women don't want to or can't go for domestic violence orders, but the guards can refer into the likes of our service. They can refer to, you know, various different victim services that can then support that woman to seek other solutions or to go down other pathways to become safe with her children. So, you know, our experience would be very much that the guards, certainly in Laois, really see the value in a community response. They will bring women to the service. They'll walk them down. There are issues as well, of course, and there are occasions where that doesn't always work out. But generally speaking, I think putting in the work, putting in the effort to have a good relationship between the likes of ourselves and the guards, it really pays dividends for women and children long term.
You're living proof of that, you know, in terms of what you're saying there in Laois. Yeah. Marna, thanks very much for your time. It's lovely to talk to you. Marna Carroll there, Service Director with Laois Domestic Abuse Service. Coming up next, are global conflicts changing the shape of world air travel?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.